Blog Talk Radio.
It's Thursday night and it's Social Geek Radio time and it's show now. This week it's really show number 99. I kind of messed up last week, but I'm known for messing up anyway. So AK set me straight like she always does. This is Deb Evans and AK Stout, AK 18. How are you?
I'm good. AK Stout 18 right now.
AK Stout 18.
I'm hanging in there.
Hanging in there. Well, good. Yeah. You're pinning. I saw you pinning earlier and doing some charity work, so which fits right in for our topic tonight. Tell the audience how we came about this show tonight.
Well, there's actually a little bit more of a backstory than you know that even. But I was looking at using a giveaway application or sweepstakes application for one of my clients. And I had used Rafflecopter in the past. And so I was recommending that to somebody else that I'm working with on it. And they said, oh, well, do you have any currently going with Rafflecopter so I can see what a live one looks like? And I said, I don't. But I went to Rafflecopter's Twitter account, and they had been posting about people who were using their application for contests. So I found that the organization that Ashley works with, Gift of Life, had Rafflecopter going and was doing a giveaway for a watch. And so when I was sending over these examples to the other girl to show what they look like, I also entered all of the ones that I came across. And so I entered, and the next day I get this email from Ashley telling me that I was a winner, and I could not have been more excited. So then I started, you know, I was looking into, oh, I remember Ashley emailed me, and she said, hey, when you get the watch, will you do me a favor and take a picture and tweet it out? I'm like, oh, she totally gets this whole social media thing. So I looked more into Gift of Life, and I was looking at the Twitter and the Facebook page and everything she was doing, and I was like, she would definitely be a good person to have on our show to do a segment about social media for nonprofits. So I asked her, and the rest is history.
The rest is history. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Ashley, and the organization that you're working with.
Sure. That was a really good intro, AK. That was actually a lot more than I knew about how you found the contest.
I told you. I kept it down low for the show.
Yeah. Okay, so about me. I am from New York. I studied marketing and entrepreneurship at Babson College, and that led me into a career in consumer research and media buying. And right after that, I decided to go to grad school, and I studied global entrepreneurship, and that allowed me to study in France for a semester, in China for a semester, and then finish up in Boston at school. And then after that, I started my own blog, and I really fell in love with social media and growing communities and really interacting online. And that allowed me to build up the skill set that I would need to actually pursue a career in social media. And then I ended up at Gift of Life. And Gift of Life, as you guys said, is a nonprofit, and we specialize in facilitating transplants for patients who have leukemia, lymphoma, or other blood-related illnesses. And that's that.
Yes, and I've been virtually stalking Gift of Life, so I know all about it now. So, well, Ashley, what would you say are the benefits of a nonprofit being active on social media?
Right, and you know, I guess with life, this is something that we talk about almost every single day. For us, the benefits of being active on social media are that we're getting to educate a massive amount of people all at once about our mission and what we do and about saving lives and why it's important to join the registry and reaching out to a lot of people who normally wouldn't even know about Gift of Life or even know what a bone marrow transplant is. So that's one of the main benefits for us. And in terms of generally being a nonprofit on social media, it would be the same. Just getting to spread the word about your cause and really interacting with people online in a way that you couldn't before is definitely very beneficial.
Very good. Well, we're convinced.
Oh, I am. Well, Ashley and I were talking earlier. I mean, I think every one of us knows someone who's been affected by lymphoma or leukemia. And I have to say, you know, as a family or a friend of those individuals, I can't imagine, you know, what social media means to them today to get that message out. Years and years ago, when I had a sister-in-law with a lymphoma, even just 10 years ago, it wasn't as prevalent as it is today. The social media and the opportunities that, you know, people can help our family and friends through this.
Exactly. The first name that comes to mind for me with that case would be Amit Gupta, the founder of Photo Jojo, who created this huge online campaign when he was diagnosed with leukemia to find the donor. And in the end, he did actually end up having a transplant, but it was a really huge movement, and it's almost crazy. It's mind-boggling the effects that social media can have on people and, you know, can affect them to actually make a change.
Mm-hmm. So if we have listeners that are involved with nonprofits and they're not sure, you know, how and where they should get started, what's your suggestion?
I am a big advocate of planning. So for me, I would definitely sit down first and first determine what your goals are for social media. You know, for some people, it might be finding an extra stream for fundraising, and you'd have to be pretty creative about that, but it's doable. And for other people, it may just be brand awareness. So make sure you know exactly what your goals are for your social media channels. And then from there, of course, start a Facebook page, start a Twitter page, and then start thinking about what content you want to be pushing out of there and what is really going to represent your brand well.
Very good. So one of the things I always kind of like to tell people is to not necessarily reinvent the wheel, that there's lots of people out there who are working in the same industry or are doing the same sorts of things and have really great ideas. So are there any, like, social media, nonprofit blogs or anything like that that you followed and would recommend to people to get some good ideas?
Yes. I love Beth Cantor. She is my number one go-to in terms of, I guess, finding what strategies and case studies on what has worked for other nonprofits and what hasn't. And she just has a pretty wide range of content that is great. So I would really say read Beth Cantor's blog. I love Katya's nonprofit marketing blog. You know, I subscribe to her daily updates, so I get an email in my inbox every day. And it just so happens that one day I open up my email and she had featured Gift of Life for our Pinterest account.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was fun for me just to see that. So definitely Beth Cantor, Katya's nonprofit marketing blog, and then get a good grasp on social media in general. I would say read Heidi Cohen. She's really big on content marketing, which I don't know if you want me to go into exactly what content marketing is, but I can give a brief overview.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, please.
Yeah, sure. So content marketing, I guess in short, is just making sure you have really great content that you can market across your channels. So you want to make sure that you're having, I guess that you're writing your content with keywords and things like that in mind. And it's a whole other topic, so I guess I won't really get into it, but definitely read Heidi Cohen's blog because she has some really great tips there. And then another one that I like to read is Social Triggers. And Derek does a really great job at explaining how psychology and social media are actually really related and things that you can pick up from psychology and using that in your social media efforts.
Cool, I love the sound of that one. I got to check that out.
Yeah. Before you go any further, I see that you're putting them in the links in the chat. Why don't I go ahead and just read off the links? So, because we have quite a few listeners that are on the phone, and they can jot these down, and then we can put them in the Facebook page later. But it's Beth Kanter, and that's KANTER.org. And I peeked at it, so I'll have to pin it later.
Yeah, I've been following her. She's really good. I've been following her for a while too.
Have you? I'm gonna have to check that one out. So that's BethKanter.org, and then it's nonprofitmarketingblog.com. Another one that Ashley just mentioned, and then we have Heidi Cohen. It's Cohen with a C, COHEN.com, and last one was SocialTriggers.com. I'm anxious to look at all of these, so I'm gonna save these.
Yeah, I actually read Social Triggers from start to finish in one evening because it was that interesting. So
Great. Yeah, this is good information. So we'll make sure that we put this on our Facebook page and share it.
Okay.
So I have a question for you. How do you determine? You were talking about content. You know, how do you determine the right content for the different social media platforms? I mean, we just mentioned Pinterest. It's one of AK's favorite platforms and one of mine. And we were all talking about Twitter and the different tools that we use. And then, of course, we have Facebook. How do you determine the content that goes to each platform, or is it all the same?
Right. Well, I guess I'll start with Pinterest because that's fun and it's new for us. So I'm still figuring things out in terms of what I think is appropriate to be pinning on there for Gift of Life, but one of our most popular boards is called Miracle Matches, and it's just pictures of all of our bone marrow transplant recipients and their donors during the first time that they meet. So that's been really popular, and people seem to love that, and it really resonates with them, and it obviously carries our message, you know, finding a match for a patient anytime. Things like that have worked really well with us. I also have a random board on Pinterest that seems to do very well because it's inspiration, so I like to pin inspirational quotes, and I have another board on there that's called Smiles, and then I pin pictures of either our donor smiling or random pictures I find of people smiling, and that's done really good as well. So for Pinterest, I kind of took a targeted approach to how I wanted our brand to be represented there, and I tried to recreate what Gift of Life is about through Pinterest. So, the Miracle Matches board was definitely the cornerstone. So as far as Facebook goes, I'm big on visuals. I don't know if either of you are, but I really, really, really love using pictures in our Facebook posts. One thing that I've been trying to do this past week is we had a special event, our Partners for Life Gala, last Thursday, and during this event, donors and recipients meet for the first time on stage in front of a crowd of anywhere from 600 to 800 people. So I've been posting pictures of those meetings on our Facebook page and, you know, using a really a really good caption at the bottom. But another thing that I've been doing is showing past donor recipient pairs who've met at past galas and who have shown up to this past gala and do like a before and after picture. So if it was a picture of a donor who saved a child's life when they were 8, and then they just came back to this gala and the child is now 16, and, you know, they're doing well because of what that donor gave them, I think it's a really powerful image to put on Facebook, and they happen to be very well received. And Twitter, I don't know if I'm rambling on or not.
No, keep going.
Okay, and for Twitter, that's kind of what I use as my catch-all and what I use to really get conversation going with individuals. So for Twitter, I might post a few quotes a day, or if we have bone marrow drives coming up, I try to push that information out. If patients out there happen to find our account and they're looking for bone marrow donors, I try to spread their message, or if they're leukemia, lymphoma, or cancer survivors, I try to spread their message as well. So pretty much everything that's related to our mission in some way, shape, or form, that goes out on Twitter. And for Facebook, I try to keep it more brand-specific in terms of our company and our events and, you know, updates for Gift of Life.
And I'm sitting here, I'm looking at your Facebook page now. Lots of good information here. Summer camp kickoff.
One of the things, I've worked with a nonprofit, I kind of slammed just to help with some strategy. And one of the things that we discussed was, you know, yes, Facebook, because, you know, everybody, quote unquote, is on Facebook, but and then, you know, Twitter's good for reaching out to targeted people and things like that. But are there, and we talked about Pinterest a little bit, but are there some other platforms that might not be as widely known that you would also recommend nonprofits check out?
Sure. There's a lot of niche social networks that could be valuable. We don't have an Instagram account, but I would definitely suggest other nonprofits looking into creating an Instagram and kind of giving a behind-the-scenes look at what goes on for the cause in the office, and, you know, just so that their followers can get a peek at what goes on behind the scenes. We do have an account on JSpace for Gifts of Life because such a large percentage of our donors and recipients happen to be Jewish, so it made sense for us to have an account on JSpace. Oh, I haven't said, but JSpace is kind of the Facebook for the Jewish community. So, yeah, we have a page there. We also have, or we've worked and partnered with Treatment Diaries before, which is a really, really, really great social network. It basically connects people with like diseases, and they can share their stories. And they can bond over that, because sometimes going through a sickness or an illness can just leave you feeling really lonely. And to have somebody on a social network that you can connect with is just really powerful. So that Treatment Diaries is great, too.
So would Treatment Diaries be applicable for, let's say, somebody that's considering bone marrow, but not real sure whether they want to pursue that or not? Would they go to Treatment Diaries to talk to
definitely.
Other? Oh, good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what if it's a family or a friend member that really wants to learn more about the experiences that somebody might be going through with a bone marrow? Would that be a good resource for me to learn more for, you know, like helping?
You know what? I'm not sure about the friend and family angle.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that health-based organizations, we have a page on, or we have a link on Treatment Diaries, and I do know that patients are active, but I'm not sure about family.
Okay.
Family
yeah.
But that yeah. is something that I could definitely get back to you on.
Yeah. And I'll look because, you know, as a family member who, as I said earlier, you know, had a sister-in-law that went through lymphoma and she's in remission. She's doing really well. Just wondering, you know, what resources there are for me, you know, when we were trying to help support her going through that. You know, what kinds of things should we be expecting and doing, you know, as far as support?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty important.
Yeah.
I'd actually like to know if there was a built-in functionality for family and friends on treatment diaries, too. So,
well,
yeah,
we'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to give you tasks. Somehow I end up doing that all the time, though.
That's good, though. It keeps my mind going.
I was thinking of this one that I used to know about, but I don't know if it's really like a social network type site. Have you heard of CaringBridge.org?
Yes, I have, and I was actually about to talk about it, but then I wasn't sure if I should bring it up or not. But yeah,
go ahead.
I haven't used it much myself, so I don't know exactly. You know, all the functionalities of it, but I have seen a patient's page on CaringBridge, and it just seemed it was great. It was kind of like an online diary or journal of everything that they were going through from start to finish, you know, throughout the process of having leukemia and going to doctors and getting updates and hosting events and, you know.
Well, now this, I didn't realize that was, silly me, because I was a member of CaringBridge because I had a family member that was going through, it was like a brain aneurysm and she had a lot of recovery for that. It was a cousin of mine. I thought it was a resource that was done just by the hospital that she was in. I didn't realize it was a national kind of forum. I had no clue. I thought it was just her hospital.
Yeah, no. I just haven't done that much research on it, but I do know that I've seen one patient's page, and it really captured me. I was intrigued by it.
Well, you could, it was kind of like a Facebook. You could post messages, or at least I could post messages to her.
Right.
You know, she was in Virginia, I'm in Texas, and I could, like you said, you could follow everything that she was going through, her treatment and where she was. Mm-hmm. And there were times when she was like in a coma, but somebody was posting on her behalf, and it was a really great resource. And that's what I was looking at as far as, you know, what kind of resources we have as family and friends who have loved ones that are going through, you know, these illnesses, and what can we look to support. So I forgot about CaringBridge. It's a good resource.
Thanks, AK.
My pleasure.
So I have another question. Donations. I mean, you've mentioned this, that you're a nonprofit, and you have to, we know that these organizations have to rely on donations from, and not just from family and friends, but from the community. How do you do that? How do you go about asking for donations?
Yeah, so for us, it's kind of been an uphill battle figuring out how to utilize this huge community that we've built and, you know, how to turn them into meaningful contributors. And it doesn't necessarily have to be financially. They could host bone marrow drives or, you know, they could just be active and spreading the word and, you know, things like that. So we actually purchased software or a platform recently called Argyle Social. And what that allows us to do is to track exactly which one of our posts are yielding X amount of donations. And it's great. It's really powerful. And it also allows me to focus more on creating great content that may or may not result in a donation, but it doesn't necessarily feel like I'm soliciting people in our Twitter community or our Facebook community every day or every other day. And you know, specifically asking them for money. For me, it allows me to focus on creating really compelling content and telling really great stories, and then knowing which one of my stories actually affected, you know, which person in our community, and if they ended up giving a donation, or if they ended up joining the registry, or if they wanted to learn more information about us. And it's been great so far.
Very cool. Yeah, I just fundraising on my own. I like dread using social media. I think anytime I like sign up for something that involves me having to fundraise, I think everybody that I know pretends that they don't know me anymore.
I tend to
do that a lot, and so I think it's like I'll see lots of action on my Facebook post, and as soon as I say, "Hey, if you want to donate," it's like crickets. So I like, and I'm sure it's like easier for an organization, but just for, you know, personally, I wish there was some like magic way that it was not like making people uncomfortable. And get donations. But I think one of the things, because it's so easy to reach so many people for individuals, even with social media, that I think people from person to person get sort of inundated with that kind of thing. So it's hard to choose, like, who are you going to, you know, what are you going to support? But
right.
I would imagine for an organization where you have so many people who are passionate about that particular thing, it might be a little less invasive to be asking for donations that way.
Right.
What? I think AK deserves an award for the amount of fundraising that she does and the activities that she does. She does. I mean,
we'll go with the attempts that I make. I don't know that I'm necessarily successful at it, but I do make a lot of attempts.
Yeah, you do.
Well, that's great. Yeah, that's great too. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, so enough about me. Ashley, what are some other nonprofits that people could look at towards examples of what they're doing with social media that you'd recommend?
Sure. I absolutely love Charity Water. They are probably my number one. I love what they're doing on social media. And I think my favorite thing that they've done is creating the custom cover photo that all of their supporters can use on their Facebook pages, and I think it's so powerful, the fact that people actually want to spread your message and represent your brand on their Facebook page and, you know, do it willingly is great, and it just speaks leaps and bounds to their efforts. So definitely check out Charity Water if you're looking for examples. Livestrong, that's kind of a given, but, you know, I still like to read their posts anyway. I like what they've been doing with the new timeline and that they really focus on telling the story of Livestrong and really focus on utilizing their timeline in that way. And my third is Feed, because I do love fashion. So, I mean, I would probably die if I didn't add a fashion nonprofit.
I love Feed. I always want to buy all of their bags.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I love what they do on social media. You know, the fact that they post a picture of a bag and, you know, they put in the caption exactly the effect that buying that bag is going to have on a community abroad is so powerful to me. So, yeah. I think they're great.
They have a really powerful Facebook cover image too. I just went to their page.
Yeah. Well, can I flip the question on you guys? Do you have any favorites?
Well, it's not a nonprofit, but they do give to charities, which I like is One Hope Wine. They give half, I believe it's like half or some percentage of all of their profit to charity. In 5 years, they've raised, I think, $750,000 that they've donated to various organizations. And they do a really good job. They change their cover image frequently. I mean, they post a couple of times a day. They utilize the Top Fans app to get people kind of coming back to their page because they give gift cards and that kind of stuff away. But they do a lot with Instagram, too. So when you said that, it reminded me of them because they post really neat, just like you were saying, behind-the-scenes photos of, you know, what they're doing and giving back and all the events that they're participating in. So I really like that.
Okay. Huh, I'm going to have to go check them out.
Yeah. So it's just facebook.com/onehopewine.
Yep.
And if you go to their Top Fans app, you should see that I'm at least number two, if not number one. Number two. I'm number two by 4 points.
See, I told you. So we can measure by points, but actually, is there a way to really measure how effective our social media efforts are?
That was a really good segue.
I thought it was good. You Ashley, did I not tell you we would get a little giggly and, you know, have some fun?
Yes.
Sure, our listeners, you know, that's the question that's always asked. How do you measure? If you're not measuring, what does it mean? So.
So I would definitely first start with Google Analytics. If you don't have it set up, then definitely rush to get it set up on your website. That's definitely something that I check. If not every day, then I do check it every other day because it's important to me to know where our traffic is coming from on our website and which pages are performing best and, you know, where we need a little bit of help and, you know, what other areas I could focus on. Google Analytics is definitely my top. I touched upon it very briefly a few minutes ago, but Argyle Social is definitely my my number one tool right now. Like I said before, it allows me to actually track the dollar amount that comes out of each Twitter post or each Facebook post that goes out through our social media account. So as a nonprofit, that's obviously extremely, extremely important for us to know. And then other smaller communities, social media-based analytics tools, I like Community. It's really good for me just to know who our top Twitter users are, and it outlines that really easily. You can track keywords or what they call leads, and it keeps a running tab of people who are tweeting about topics of interest to your organization. So you can then go ahead and either follow them or interact with them on Twitter, which is great. What else can you do? You can do so much with Community that I would just say sign up for it now.
Deb, can you believe I have never heard of that one?
Yeah.
I think you're fibbing.
No, I've never heard of this one. I just went to it. I'm like, holy cow, I don't think I've ever been here.
Uh-oh. Thank you, Ashley.
You'll love it.
Signing up now. Signing up now. Not that I'm not listening, but I'm signing up now.
No,
she's the ultimate multitasker, too. Yes.
Oh, good. Good. That's a good skill to have.
Yes, and I will tell on you, AK, we were tweeting direct messaging back and forth. It's like, I know you're en route somewhere. You are not text messaging or direct messaging me while you're driving, right? Just, no, that's what red lights are for. It's like,
I'm pretty sure it's illegal to do it at red lights in Maryland now, too. So I hope the law is not listening right now.
I bet it is illegal. Yeah, we know what happens when you tell our secrets online, AK.
Oh, my gosh. Uh-oh.
We should tell Ashley about it.
Yes. Yes, please. I have to.
I didn't even have to do this, but I thought our domain had expired, and I was going to go purchase it again, and it said it was up for auction, which I thought was weird. But I was like, okay, it was at like $10, and there was like 4 days until the auction was finalized. So I went in, and I bid like $15, and it said it was valued at $21. So that show that happened to be in the middle of that process, I decided to run my big mouth and mention that, oh, we want to go to socialgeekradio.com, and if you're getting against me, stop. Well, lo and behold, and I would love to say that it had nothing to do with me opening my mouth, but when it got down to the final hour, that thing went up to $117 for our domain name.
For our own domain name.
Oh, my gosh. For socialgeekradio.com, but it turned out, it worked out anyway. We needed to restore it.
So whoever tried geek it out and steal it from us, too bad.
Yeah, sorry. We got it anyway. Ha ha. Go to socialgeekradio.com and enjoy it. Well, at least they were listening to the show, so that's still a good thing.
That, yes, hopefully they are still listening to the show. but yes, so that did happen. Don't we have a couple more questions that we can, before we release Ashley, because it's not time for Geek It Out yet. So let's pick her brain as long as we can. Is that okay, Ashley?
Let's talk about doing things that you talked a little bit about, the gala that you had and then the pictures and putting them up, but any other suggestions you have for integrating social media with offline events?
Yes. So we actually live streamed our gala, which was great. So people who weren't able to go to New York to be there could watch the live stream. And I live tweeted the entire thing. I pulled quotes from when the donors and recipients were meeting. I pulled really compelling quotes from their speeches and pushed that out through our social media accounts. And it just so happened that there were a ton more people on Twitter interacting with us than I even expected. But, you know, the gala is a really great event. And, you know, me tweeting the event actually led people to check out the live stream and then join us in that way. So I would say if you're hosting an event and it's appropriate to live stream it, definitely do that. And you can use Ustream. They make it really easy. It's ustream.tv if you haven't been to that website. And while you're doing that, if you can multitask, also live tweet the event, have a hashtag for whatever your event is. I can't exactly remember what ours was, and it was only a week ago, so that's kind of scary. But I made a special hashtag for us for people to follow the conversation. I didn't post to Facebook that much during the event, but that was just this time, just because Twitter was taking up so much of my time, and the conversation was really good. I didn't want to overextend myself and maybe shoot myself in the foot by not paying attention to what was going on Twitter, just to make sure that I was doing everything across all platforms.
I love Ustream. So you streamed the whole thing live, so it's archived, right, on the Ustream channel? So you had your own channel for it, so we could go back and we could look at what happened at the event.
Yeah, you can. And if you do want to see that, it is at, I'm just trying to remember what, I know our channel is GOL Gala 12, but I'll send you guys what the
is Ustream, if anybody's listening, should be ustream.tv, probably slash channel slash GOL Gala 12.
Perfect.
We'll check that out. I love Ustream. I think it's awesome. And then if you wanted to, you could then move all the Ustream videos, I guess, over to YouTube. So you have Oh, and AK found it. So it's ustream.tv/channel/GOL Gala 12. Very good.
I need to interrupt for a second because I was looking at Gifts of Life on Twitter. And I know a lot of people don't always go directly to Twitter because, as actually we were talking about before the show, we use so many third-party applications. But
right.
I highly recommend everybody go to the real actual Twitter and go to twitter.com/giftoflife because you guys have an awesome Twitter background that you don't get
Thank
to see.
Thank
you. I love it. It's so cute.
And that wasn't me. That was our graphic coordinator, but she's great.
Oh, yes. Look at these wonderful people in these pictures.
Yeah.
You're right. I forget to go to the real Twitter accounts unless I'm just starting to follow them for the first time.
Yeah. Right. Yes, I have a habit of not visiting actual Twitter pages either just because you just use applications.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, I think we might have time for maybe one more question. Do we have any other questions that we'd like to ask Ashley before we let her go? Because I think she's en route to her own vacation this weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. She interrupted her vacation for us. Appreciate it.
We're so special. Well, I don't have anything in particular. I guess in terms of getting people to know about your channel, like your Facebook and your Twitter, do you predominantly kind of just rely on people coming to the website and then finding the links to those, or do you put it a lot on print materials and things like that?
I'm sorry, I missed it. In terms of them finding...
How people find Giftoflife on Facebook and Twitter? Is it just that they go to your website and there's links there, or do you advertise like your Facebook URL and Twitter URL on print material that you guys do?
Right, yeah. Sorry, I just had a very slow moment. But yeah, we do try to put links to our social networks on our promotional materials. Something new that we've been doing is when we host bone marrow drives, we give each person who swabs or each person who stops by our table a little card that says, you know, if you're swabbing, share this with your friends. So, you know, we're trying to encourage them now to update their status as they're swabbing so people know what exactly the process is. Just simple things like having the social media links in our email signatures. I know you guys do that as well. And on our website, there's really nothing else other than the basics. We run Facebook ads from time to time, that captures people. We run Google AdWords at times too, so that catches people, but that brings them to our website, not our social media channels. But, you know, it all leads to the same thing eventually.
Because you have a huge following. I mean, Giftoflife has 148,000 likes, people who like their Facebook page, and 21,000 or so people who follow them on Twitter. So you're definitely doing something right to get people to know about your social channels.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, we've got, I'm getting some direct messages and some text messages that Ashley, you were a wonderful, wonderful guest today with lots of very good information. So.
Oh, great. Thank
yes.
You.
You are well liked tonight.
Oh, great.
So before we release
That's
you.
Exciting.
Well, and so the show's recorded, and anybody that's missed it, you know, we'll pick it up later. So that'll be good. But why don't you give us a couple of the links where our listeners, because that's one of the questions I have here, is, you know, where can they find you? How can they follow you? So could you give us the links to your various platforms?
Sure. Well, if they want to get in contact with me, they could tweet me at @WhatAshleyWears. That's actually the account for my blog, and that's the one that I'm most active on, just me as Ashley, not as any other voice. My blog, if they have any interest in fashion, it would be whatwouldashleywear.com. And then Gift of Life's account is @Gift of Life. That's on Twitter. Facebook is facebook.com/giftoflife, and our blog is giftoflife.org/blog.
Very good. Well, I think we've got them all. Have a wonderful, wonderful vacation, and thank your family for letting us borrow you for almost an hour tonight. It's been delightful.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So we'll see you out there in cyberspace.
You just started breaking up. The entire conversation was great, and then now my phone is acting up. But
we'll let you go. Go have a great vacation, and we'll see you in cyberspace.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, Ashley. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
She was really, really good at Kay.
Yay. Yay.
You had a lot of great links and information. So,
yeah, I feel like we already had our Geek It Out. Ashley gave us so many great sites.
She did. So we're going to have to take all these links, and I'll put them on my blog. Maybe we put them on the...
I'm going to do an article, too. So, yeah, we'll get
great.
Them on there, definitely.
We'll make sure we share them all. Okay. I wish there was a way, and, you know, this is going to be sidetracked a little bit here, but I wish there was a way I could print out this chat.
I was thinking the same thing. We have so much good info in here, and there doesn't seem any way
to
capture.
You know what? You know how I love to give tasks to folks? And
we've
got two. You know, our online director is online and in the chat. So, Dana, now that he's with us and ready for Geek It Out, maybe he could help us figure out how to copy this chat so we have all these links that we can repurpose tomorrow.
Yeah, other than that, I'm just going to have to take real quick screenshots and be really...
That's what I was trying to do, and it takes forever, so...
Yeah. All right, well, for Geek It Out this evening, besides what Ashley already shared with us, which was wonderful, the first one I will share with you is appsbar.com, so appsbar.com, which I will put in our chat right now. And with AppsBar, you can create your own app.
No way.
Yes way. And I knew you were going to love this one.
You're just now telling me about it.
I just found out about it this week. I haven't been holding out on you, I promise. But I did hold out on you until the show because I found out about it on, like, Monday.
Oh, I've always wanted an app with Chris Linnell.
I mean, this is so easy, too, because you drag and drop the icons onto this giant phone screen, and it's basically it. I mean, it's so super-duper easy and fun to use, and it's fun. It's kind of addictive.
Okay. That is so cool. That is the best Geek It Out ever.
Okay, so that one takes the cake. So when we ask that question next week, what was Deb's favorite Geek It Out?
That is going to win a prize. Somebody will win a prize. And I figured out how to do the message history too. So, woohoo, I'm in geeky heaven. Okay. Wow.
Yeah,
well, what kind of an app can we build? Can we build a Facebook Geek Radio app?
I'm sure we can figure it out. There's like a bazillion options on here. Not a bazillion, but I think we could probably get creative with it. So we'll have to work. Maybe we can work on that for our 100th episode next week, which we can't run out of time to promote.
No, we can't run out of time to promote. We're going to have lots and lots of fun with that. There's going to be some trivia. We're going to have different platforms going. We might have new music. We will have new music. We're going to have prizes. Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, it'll be really fun. Very fun.
Okay.
All right, so that was AppsBar. And then the next one is, let's keep with our theme for this evening with the whole nonprofit charity theme. This one is kind of long, but it's Twive, TWIVE .razoo.com /, well, let me see if you can get to it from there first.
Yeah, and then you can put that one in the chat.
Yeah, just go to twive.razoo.com. I will put that in the chat.
Yeah.
And it takes you to a page where it's kind of like a it's charities partnering with social media. So from now until June 14th, each city can have a representative, and that representative can pick a charity. So you have to go on and look at view current participants to see if your city has already been selected. If it has not been selected, I think you can just go on and kind of try to claim it and say, this is the charity that I want to support. I'm sure there's other things involved. But then you kind of get a fundraising page. So it's one person for one city for one charity. But the real magic, you can raise money from now until June 14th, but the real magic happens on June 14th, where it's an entire day where social media people are supposed to kind of come together with that person for the city and help raise money for that charity. And basically the charity that raises the most money via social media promotion is awarded an extra $15,000, and then there's a $10,000 award and a $5,000 award.
Wow.
So you should come in, see if your city is represented. If it is, you know, find out what the charity is, get, you know, there's a lot of things going on around it. I'm sort of helping promote the one for Baltimore. There's a hashtag around it. Just really, the whole thing is using social media to spread the word. So it's pretty cool.
Very, very cool. Oh, I don't have enough room for any more windows to open up. I don't want to close anything tonight. I have room. I just made room. All right, let's see. How much time do we have? Oh, we're good. We have 8 minutes.
All right. The next one is completely switching gears, but this one is called timelineimagetool.com. So let me put that in the chat, timelineimagetool.com. And this one is just to help you make those custom images for your Facebook application. So it helps, like, if you have a whole bunch of different ones and they can kind of look kind of jumbled and scattered and not have a real nice cohesive feel to them, you can use this one to make everything. You can either pick stock images to put behind them and put words over it, or you can do it with a solid colored background and make everything look just really nice and uniform. It's free. It's kind of just you type and what you see is what you get. You hook up your Facebook page to it, hit apply, and voila, you have it.
Now, you would use this for your individual pages?
For your business page.
For your business page. I meant business page. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a hard time changing my business page. Because I have the picture of Guy and myself. Just like, I really like that picture.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can leave that one. This is just for your app. So just leave that one up forever.
Oh, that's true. I see what you're saying. Oh, I see it now. Okay.
Yeah,
oh,
this
cool.
is just for the little images.
For the little images. Oh, okay. I can do that.
So if we do another Fit Desk shout out, if you go to facebook.com/fitdesk, you can see what I did for their app so they will all look. I mean, it's just a solid background with text, but I think it looks nice and kind of put together that way.
Oh, yes. Of course you did. That looks bad like that. Okay.
All right. So that was that. The next one I will share is the one that you sent me this week, which is pickmonkey.com. PICMONKEY.com. Throw that in the chat. Our chat seriously looks like a who's who of links. It's awesome.
I know.
This is the kind of geeky chat I like.
I like this.
Yeah. So this one, it looks like you can just, there's no signing up or anything. It's just a kind of a basic, I mean, it's not super basic. There's some advanced features, but a photo editor. You can play with the three images that are on there, or you can kind of grab a picture that you have in the folder and just drag it into the empty space. And once you click on a photo, it will actually bring up more options. So if you click on, like, the cupcake one, it gives you a whole bunch of basic edits, and then there's some sort of lab formulas that you can apply different filters to. You can mark it up. You can write on it. So it's super easy, but it's also super fun. So
I had fun with that. I was playing around with it, and I saw it posted on Twitter by one of the Computer Explorers UK franchisees at the crack of dawn, and it was fun. I was sitting there playing with the pictures.
Yeah, it's awesome. One of my favorite ones is there's like a texture filter that you can apply to them that makes everything look really cool. So I've used a lot of these different photo editing ones before, but for the simplicity and the amount of features that this one has, I really like it.
Cool. And I think our listener, Todd, just direct messaged me our chat history. I'm going to make him do it a second time after we're done tonight.
Oh.
See, I love our chat listeners. They listen and they act. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. There are a lot of links in that chat.
Yeah. We could have an entire blog post of just links.
We could. Okay, let's see. We still have about 4 minutes. Do you have some more left, or should we chat about the upcoming 100th? What do you have?
I have one more, and then this one, I don't think I got to talk about. I didn't talk about this one last week because I was only on in a little bit. This one is learni.st. I don't know how you pronounce it, but it's learni.st. And it's sort of like Pinterest for learning and demonstrating and teaching. And you do need an invite. So I know you're on it. Yeah, so if you guys want to check it out, just ask either Deb or myself for an invite and we'll send it to you. But it really is pretty similar. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I sort of like how the profile pages and the separate, I don't even know if they call them boards or what they call them, learning books or something. I like the display of it a little bit better than Pinterest in some ways.
Yeah, there's AK. And geek it out.
I started a geek it out board on there, and I started a gadget board, and I think another board. And because it's so new, I've actually gotten a good amount of traction. I have had a couple people who started following me, and somebody who actually asked for a consultation when I started pinning some things.
Really?
So I kind of liked it for that exposure in and of itself. Because it depends on your content that you have to share. It's education, art and design, food and drinks, games, music, news. One of the things that's different about it than Pinterest is when you share something, you can kind of give people an action or tell them what you want them to do. So whether it's, look at this or learn about this or read this or watch this. It kind of gives you a little bit more information about what you can do with the image that you're seeing.
Well, I have one that Todd from Valpak Todd had sent to me. Are you on this one yet, the bottlenose.com?
Yes. I got onto it, months ago when it was in early beta. I loved it at first, and then I got super frustrated with it because it kept crashing my entire browser. And so I stopped using it, and then I know it just resurfaced. It came out of private beta, two or 3 weeks ago. And, I've played with it a little bit more then. So, yeah, I do like Bottlenose.
I can't add any more.
Bottlenose is cool, though, because it really helps you. You can add, lots of your social channels into it, and you can view them all in different streams, and then you have your inbox in there, and then it'll give you sort of recommended stories. So it does have a lot of cool features.
Okay, so she's telling us we only have 90 seconds. So next week, we'll have to load up the show on Social Geek Radio, but we're going to be talking about it'll be our 100th episode. So what we did earlier this week was we had a trivia game via Google+. We'll take some of those questions and trivias, but AK, what I was thinking about doing is posting some hints on our Facebook page so that maybe those in the chat, or maybe we'll do another Google Hangout during Geek It Out, or maybe we'll do a tweet chat during Geek It Out. Stay tuned. We'll finalize our plans and we'll put them on our Facebook page and our website so that we can have multiple platforms going and multiple people playing on whatever platform they're most comfortable with. And we'll go ahead and tell them what we're giving away for prizes. Should we tell them?
Go ahead. You can tell them.
We're going to have koozies. Things are going to be orange, and they're going to say, I geek it out. Okay, what's the saying? I geek it out by listening to...
I geek it out with Social Geek Radio.
Yeah, geek it out with Social Geek Radio.
And it has a QR code.
The QR code.
so, yes, you have to listen. And because you want this koozie, you're going to be the talk of the tailgate this football season.
Absolutely, or sodas, or whatever it is that you have. So thank you, everybody who listened, and thanks so much again to Ashley for the great information and Todd for saving all these links, and we'll recycle all this great, 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 great stuff.
Yep. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.